recording.
Okay, back into regular session, we're gonna get Brian and.
Yes. Alright, we're recording.
Okay, I have one quick question, and it's something that we've actually ran into twice now. Currently, our employee manual says that you go on vacation. Basically, you can't get overtime until you've accrued the 40 hours of regular work period. So what's happened twice now is, and it happened to the same person, they went on vacation, they took personal time. And then we had a water main break, and they were gracious enough to come in, but yet they don't get overtime for that, because I think we should change that to where they could get overtime for that.
I was for that to begin with, 40 hours accrues your work hour, just like your work hours do.
Yeah, and it's literally happened twice now. And I looked, because I did, some contracts have between certain time periods, but I think that's something.
I mean, we're not pyramiding time, so I'm not taking vacation time from 8 to 5, and then, oh, I'm coming in from 8 to 5, so I'm getting vacation time and my regular pay. I'm not pyramiding that time, it's completely separate.
Yeah, and we could have an instance very easily that somebody has the week off and come Saturday morning, they have a water main break or push snow or something else.
What are you asking to change?
Basically, so that if you take 8 hours, 16 hours, that goes towards your 40-hour work week.
The overtime calculation, where it talks about overtime calculation, it says that vacation, sick time, personal, comp, whatever, doesn't.
So the problem we've had is to the both guys, and it's just by luck of the draw, he took off a full day one day and then a half a day the next time. But each time we had a water main break that night, and they came in to work, but they can't get overtime because they took personal. And they're being gracious enough to come in. You know, they could very well say, hey, I'm on vacation, I'm not getting.
Yeah. So in those instances, I don't know that it'd be considered overtime, but more like emergency pay.
And we could put something in there for that too, yeah. Because if it would happen during the day and say that the individual says, yeah, I'll come in and help.
They're getting paid the regular rate, but they're not going to use their vacation.
Yeah, they're not going to use vacation. Exactly.
Again, it's not pyramid.
But yeah, we could put you know, after regular work hours, it's time and a half.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. It's just the way it's worded right now. He came in and, you know, for the 5 hours, it was just.
I think the best time. Not to get hung up on emergency pay or emergency call out, or just your 40 hours vacation, or your 40 hours time off does accrue
mm-hmm.
hours work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've taken time off in the office before, but there was something pressing and I got called in,
mm-hmm.
so that counted as regular time instead of overtime, even though I was on the watch.
So yeah, that's something that I probably overlooked.
I know I don't count. Most people
do that, but yeah. And this is something we can write up and we can change next meeting.
Okay.
But by the luck of the draw, it's happened twice.
To the same person.
And I think it's happened more than that too.
I'm sure, yeah.
To that same person. And overtime calculation.
You're saying if a person's on vacation and they come in to work, that they
they come into work after hours. If they're coming into work during business hours, they just get paid for straight time and they're not out overtime.
Yeah.
They're not out.
But you also have though where
are they being asked to come in or are they just volunteering?
Well, they're like the water main, they'd be asking to come in because it was there was major water.
So we asked him to come in,
mm-hmm.
then absolutely we should.
Yeah. And it could also happen where holidays that, you know, you've taken 2 days after Christmas and then, or 3 days, and then that falls, let's say that's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we get a major snowstorm Saturday or Friday night, you know, they come in and that's all regular time. But if we had
it doesn't even have to be, you know, overnight. Like, so they could take a day off because our pay period is Wednesday to Tuesday. So they could take a week off, so Monday through Friday. Well, part of that pay week is Wednesday to Friday. Then the next week, they're working overtime for whatever reason. They're with engineers or there's a board meet, whatever. So they're working an hour or two of overtime, but they're getting paid regular pay because they took vacation last week, but it's split into this
two weeks,
you know, so there's also that.
We have to adjust the pay grades.
We already did.
And we did that to get paid on time.
Yeah.
Right.
Time.
Yeah. I think it's just some simple wording.
I'm just trying to figure out how I can word that to not include emergency pay. Because, I mean, basically that's what it is. I mean, if we're asking someone to come in for an emergency, then we should be paying them.
Somehow it would just need to say, like,
I think the overtime compensation, it should just be taken out saying that the vacation, personal, sick, whatever, does not count.
Yeah, that's all you gotta take out.
You just need to take that out to where it does count.
Sick days, holidays, vacation time, leaves of absences, and other time off benefits are not counted as time worked for purposes of overtime.
Because if I'm using my sick bank for a day, that needs to count as
you better be sick.
Well, I'm sick, yes, but that needs to count as, yes, I was, I'm using that time to say, yes, I was here.
Yeah.
And then
right.
You're saying, oh, no, you weren't here, so you don't even get to count that time later on.
Yeah,
right.
So would you please come in with
right.
Time, in 10-degree weather?
I mean, you know, because what eventually going to happen is they'll either force your hand and say, well, I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
And now you're paying $2,000 to have a contractor come fix something
yeah.
compared to what could have been a easy work fix.
And
so you think it's that simple? That's all we need to take out?
Yeah.
If the union or the contract of the police that you all are considering, what's the language in that? And do you feel compelled to make that same? Is it considered hours worked? Are those considered hours worked or not hours worked? And are you compelled to make them the same for all village employees? It might just be something to think about.
They will put
and
there,
I would
yeah.
also say if someone is on vacation on a day that there's an emergency, I get every situation is different, but we should avoid even asking them to come in. It's
and
their
and,
day
they,
off.
And they would have in these instances, but especially the one last week, they needed everybody with the pumps, digging holes. Everybody they needed that extra person. I even assisted once I just stopped
yeah.
by.
Yeah,
so
certainly
yeah.
there's going to be some that we have to, but.
Yeah, and Scott and Brandy or whoever, they're respectful enough to know that, yeah, we can take care of this without this person, but they also know, hey, we could use somebody else here.
Yeah.
The simple change could be sick days, holidays, vacation time, leaves of absences, and other time off benefits will be counted as time worked. Just change are not to will be. But my only question about that is leaves of absences. Would we still, if someone's on a leave of absence, they're on an extended, they're gone for an extended period of time, why would we call that person into work at all?
Just to count leaves of absences completely.
So, I guess then, in 6.7, the village president must approve prior to the occurrence, except for police emergencies, the minimum employee time is supposed to be 2 hours upon arrival at the village facility.
6.7 is sick leave.
Anything in your employee manual?
6.7 is sick leave. 6.8 is after duty emergency call out village board meeting. I'm looking at the PDF. Are you looking at the Word document? And 6.9 is vacation leave.
So then, I mean, do we have to change that then, the emergency? I mean, should we include what you're just talking about? Should we include that in that emergency section then? Instead of the overtime?
No, because it should be,
So, where, the minimum employee compensation would be 2 hours on, that 2 hours is overtime, right?
Say that again, sorry.
In the description, the village president must approve prior to the occurrence, except for police emergency, the minimum employee compensation would be 2 hours upon arrival at village facility.
That's just, you're overthinking this, I think.
Yeah, all that's saying is if you get called out after hours,
you're
gonna get a minimum of 2 hours.
Right, but that should.
No matter if you work 15 minutes or not.
But should we put it under that instead of the overtime?
No, because we want the overtime changed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just taking out the words not and really.
So I'm leaving this with you.
Out the words are not.
Okay.
And also take out leaves of absences.
Do you need to put up under the campus?
Yes.
But I'll keep mine in my address for that.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm gonna keep, I can talk to Carl, I'll keep that for a while, everything that I'm still waiting on and then. But I can get the same in my address.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
So we're good?
You can get the second one, whatever, tomorrow PD as well. They all used to, I can't tell you what.
Nothing else, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Bapo?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Gary?
Yes.